Keep the skillet getting greasy.
Montana. That could be maybe why you've never heard me. Probably partially because of my ability, but there's not a lot of people in Montana, so it's we don't get out much. Muscle bears and run from the natives and jump. You know,
Stu Mag has a big factory up there in Kalispell.
Do they?
Yeah, I think so.
I know that they make a lot of instruments in Bozeman.
Bozeman.
Yeah. So Weber mandolins and Gibson guitars, maybe. I'm from Missoula, so I don't really know. It's really nice to meet you. I've been a big fan for a long time.
What makes a Rocky Mountain Montana banjo player different from Boston banjo player?
I think the most unique part about learning to play in the West is that you're isolated. Like when I started to play and like figure out what kind of music I wanted to play, there was no one around really to learn from. I mean, there was a few people, but you learn a lot from records, and you kind of have to use your own discretion as to how to interpret that stuff. So yeah, that's
the Bill Keith records, right?
Yeah, I did some of that.
How about they bring us with a tune?
All right, should get a. Styles or this workshop is, I can tell you a little bit about how I think I play. I kind of got into, what would you say, what people refer to as like contemporary banjo playing. I don't know that it's really that contemporary because so many of my contemporaries go in so many different directions that you can't really like, quantify it as anyone's style, but I got heavy into like Ron Block. Banjo player, and this woman in Montana, Julie Elkins, was probably my major influence, and she's got a really unique style in that she sings a lot, so she plays pretty simply, I guess. It's kind of like a minimalistic banjo style, and it doesn't sound that cool without like the power bluegrass rhythm behind it, but you can decide that for yourself, I guess. So I'll play the Clinch Mountain Backstep.